9:46, it's time now for our Community Connection. We have Dynamic Independence in here. We have two dynamic gentlemen in here. We have Carl and Al. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Thank you.
Wow. You know what? Normally we pack the place, but I guess we're one short today, huh?
Yes,
we are.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. That's okay. You know, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. Nobody really wants to talk about COVID-19, but Dynamic Independence has some victories.
Yes. Well, the last over the last year, we was able to get a grant for the CARES Act and was able to take $120,000, $125,000, and be able to give it to people with disabilities to help them with their rent and their utilities and their car payments and their and whatever they needed. And we was able to, as long as they had a disability and COVID-19 affected them financially, we was able to help them out one time with one of their bills or a few of their bills or up to $1,000.
Wow. And Al, I understand that if you couldn't find a way to do it that way, you had all kinds of resources, lots of partners.
Yes, we did. We're also look for grants. We're presently looking for grants to see if we can do the same thing in 2021 as we did in 2020. We're pretty close to that grant, but and hopeful that it doesn't happen until we get it.
Now, one thing, you made sure that you checked up on everybody, make sure that everything came through all right, didn't you?
Absolutely. Was able to look back at them and you know, verify that they did owe the money and then verify that they needed the help. We didn't want to just give out money to people that weren't helping themselves and do the best we can to help everybody we can.
Yeah. Now, with the Dynamic Independence, I understand that you went the extra mile, all you guys. Al, you went with legal, all that stuff?
We do. We re-interview the same people that we were able to help 1 month later, and the intent is to making sure that we did our job, for one thing, and they are finding work or looking for work and aren't in that same situation the following month or the months after that.
Now, Carl, I understand that you even worked with some landlords, too. Got on the phone, visited with them face-to-face?
Absolutely. We made some deals with some landlords that knew that we would come and help them out because, you know, we couldn't just automatically have the money. We'd have to submit our request and then get the money back. So sometimes it'd take up to a week to get the money. So I would talk to the landlords, and Al and Elisa would talk to the different utility people, and we was able to let them know that the money was coming and they was willing to work with us because they knew we was going to pay for them.
I bet you guys felt like you had a telephone growing at your ear.
Pretty much.
But you know what? You did good. You did real well, as a matter of fact. And I understand that in some cases, you know, the pandemic hit people in different ways. Some people actually lost their homes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. We've seen a lot of that, and that's part of working with the landlords, because we knew at some times it would take a while to get them qualified, and we were able to help them with working with the landlords to pay for the first month's rent, the down payment, and also in some cases pay for the utilities for a month. That would keep them actually homeless.
We're talking with Carl and Al, and they're both with Dynamic Independence, and going through the COVID situation, like all of us did. It was very difficult for those who perhaps have difficulty just on an everyday basis, and that's where Dynamic Independence comes in, because they're out to make sure that you can become independent in a dynamic fashion.
Absolutely. Not only did we give people money, we helped them write budgets. We helped them understand where their money was going and how they was maybe messing up and not getting all their bills paid at the end of the month. And we'd help them figure out a way that they could make their money stretch or be able to continue to pay their bills after we helped them out.
I understand that in some cases, this is the first time some of these folks ever had that conversation about the budget.
That's right. A lot of people were shocked because they were wondering where the money went. And when they were able to fill out the budgets with our help, they were saying, oh, no wonder I'm always short. That was an eye-opener for many, and we think that it helped them quite a bit.
Now, you touched on it earlier, Carl, that you're always there to give a hand up but never a handout. Can you go a little bit further on that explanation?
Well, we really want to help people that want the help and that need the help. And we want to make sure that they are doing their part. We want to make sure that they are working as hard as we are. Because if we're working harder than they are, usually it's not going to turn out real well. So we want to teach. We want to educate. We want to help people understand what they need to do to be successful.
And independent.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Go ahead.
And it's not only the people that we're helping. We're helping veterans, too. We've had a number of veterans that come in, and bless their heart, we're able to help them in some cases, too.
Well, that is absolutely amazing. Now, you're just not a voice at the other end of the telephone. You guys were face-to-face with a lot of people facing a lot of hard times.
Absolutely.
We require a face-to-face, and a lot of times we have to read and react to what they're telling us and then go from there.
A little bit about Dynamic Independence. I understand you're part of five centers of the National Council of Independent Living?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
How does this all work out? How does it all come together?
Go ahead.
Well, we're one of five centers. And with the Center of National Council for Independent Living, they mandate what we are, with the amount of the grant that we were supposed to get. The same with the other four councils that we have. So that's where some of our fundings come, and they help us out quite a bit. And then we also get fundings from individuals and other situations. Like I mentioned before, we are looking for grants, and we also get from nonprofit other nonprofit organizations, and it all helps.
And to have the other centers in the state, it's real nice because a lot of times we're getting phone calls from people not in Washington, Nowata, or Craig County that are away from us, but there's a site close to them.
Oh.
And we can always refer them to the other sites and make sure that they're getting their needs met.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, you guys have a real nice network there.
Yeah, the area that we cover is Washington County, Craig County, and Nowata County that we handle out of the Bartlesville office.
Now, when I take a look at these numbers, and you helped out 136 disabled individuals and families within the CARES Act requirements for 2020. And it was $125,000, every penny accounted for. That's
absolutely
amazing.
Yes.
And the help went exactly where it needed to go.
Yeah, I hope so. We also have our lending library, which is, we have a bunch of wheelchairs, a bunch of knee scooters, porta potties, shower chairs, just about anything durable medical equipment that people may need if they're just coming out of the hospital and they just had surgery and they just need it for a week or two or maybe a month or two. They can come and borrow that for no charge, and we'll be able to set them up with the equipment that they need, and then they just use it till they're done with it, and then they bring it back, we disinfect it and loan it out to somebody else.
Wow. Now, are we doing this the way we were doing it with COVID, with the touchless stuff? Are we back to normal? How are we doing that?
Well, we've actually been handing or loaning the equipment, should I say, for 36 years, since 1985.
Sure.
So then in 2020, we were able to get the CARES Act grant. And we find the need that we're able to help so many more people, should I say, by doing that. And that's why our interest lies that we're looking for that grant and to find it. And we have actually found the grant. We just have to get approved to get it.
Ah, the waiting game.
Yeah, it's no promise. We just working hard in order to get that. And that's difficult to get.
But in the meantime, we're still helping people. Just because we run out of the grant money doesn't mean we're not helping people. We can
it's ongoing.
They can still call us, and we can get them hooked up with another agency or somebody else that might be able to help them with their needs and somehow in some shape or fashion if we can't do it ourselves. So we're still helping people, even though our grant money is gone. There's always more coming along.
So you definitely are that resource center that folks really depend upon.
I hope so. That's what we strive to be.
Now, you've been doing it, as you said, for 36 years. That's a good start.
Yes.
Right now, we're really working on helping people with disabilities find and receive vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
We just got another small grant to help people with education, help them with transportation, or whatever they need to go get vaccinated, because there's so many things going on right now with people who are vaccinated and people who are not vaccinated. We don't want to do politics, because we don't.
No.
That's not part of our job. But if somebody wants to get vaccinated and they don't know how, they can definitely call us. We can counsel them on it. We've all been vaccinated, so we can tell them what it's like, or we can give them the information like we gave you, and we can help them set up, a transportation back and forth, whatever they need to be able to get vaccinated.
And Al, you just gave me a nice little handout here, and it's kind of talks about the myths and facts about COVID vaccines.
That's right. So we were at the Freedom Fest here recently,
and
we had the same handouts and trying to get some information from people as far as why they are not having the shot, and some people are just afraid of it. So that's why we give them a quick read handout so they can understand it better. And they can certainly come and pick one up at our office, or we could mail it to them or something.
We can sit down and have a conversation with them.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
Well, Dynamic Independence is at 415 South Dewey Avenue, where that's downtown Bartlesville. And we're in Suite 202, that's on the second floor, and we have an elevator. So again, in Bartlesville, our telephone number is 918-335-1314.
Carl, Al, it's always great having you here, and we don't have you here enough, but it's great to hear some success stories coming out of all of this. And folks, if you don't know about Dynamic Independence, do yourself a favor, get yourself a little bit of an education, pick up the phone, call them. It's well worth your time.
We'd be glad to talk to anybody.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Take care now. We appreciate it. We got news coming up.